T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
For Wiggy and Bradfo, Jermaine Wiggins and Rob Bradford on Boston Sports Station, WEEI.
Andrew Luck, what did I do to you? You could have retired an hour and a half ago before I picked you in my fantasy picks. I mean, what did I do, Vic? I've been a fan of yours. Why would you do this to me? Come out of retirement. I'm just saying.
All right. That's O.J. Simpson taking to Twitter immediately after the Andrew Luck retirement announcement. I'm Rob Bradford along with Wiggy. And it was a couple... Wiggy, you saw this tweet, right, by O.J.?
I did.
Did you see it? Okay.
Yeah, I saw the video.
So a couple times he's saying, what did I do to you? Why did I do to you? Like, of all the people who those words should have never come out of his mouth, it's O.J. Simpson. I don't care what circumstance. And also, he's at a fantasy football draft. And the people he's with, like, I guarantee you, they have zero friends. The people, there's one guy who
he pays them to be in the league.
There's one guy, so if you look at the video, there's one guy who is so happy that someone's pointing a camera at him. He's like, yes, and so happy he's within 10 feet of O.J. Simpson. Then there's another guy not paying attention.
He better be careful.
But he has this guy should run to
DeStefano,
yes.
Which is sponsored of the greatest show out
exactly.
there.
Exactly. Ratings were just in. We got those during the break. But this guy should run there because he has the worst hairpiece I've ever seen in my life. So this collection of guys, and then they go to OJ, and he said it's the whole thing is funny because off of this is the greatness of social media. Mm-hmm. Off of the Andrew Luck conversation, the retirement. We didn't have this with Jim Brown. We didn't have this with Barry Sanders. We didn't have this with Calvin Johnson. We have this now. We have things like OJ at his fantasy football party. We have Doug Gottlieb.
Hey, Twitter world.
We have Doug Gottlieb, who is driving the conversation. As we can see here, we have the phone lines lit up.
Right.
We're talking about it. We had him on for 20 minutes. And really, after, correct me if I'm wrong, Wiggy, we didn't really get anywhere. We didn't get to, like, you're right and you're wrong. I think we both believe you're right.
Well, I think
and he believes he's right.
But I think what we got to is, like, him now being it. Because when you tweet something, people can only take what they see, and then they just have to kind of figure out what that meaning to that statement is. You know what I mean? And what you really
right.
think.
And in case people missed it, his tweet was just before 10 o'clock last night, retiring, this is what Doug Gottlieb said, retiring because rehabbing is quote-unquote too hard is the most millennial thing ever, hashtag Andrew Luck.
Right, and so now people can only take that tweet, and now they have to come up with their own assumptions of what he meant and this kind of thing. So now when we had him on, which was a very, very riveting
interview.
Be on the website in about 5 minutes.
The back and forth.
We're the straw that stirs a drink.
Yeah, and I have to say, Bradford, the anger that was coming from the millennial Bradford.
I am angry.
Right?
I am the biggest supporter of millennials there.
Right. But at least he was able to kind of say, here's why I'm saying what I'm saying, and here's what I think. I think millennial athletes are soft. That's kind of what he said.
Fine. Is this the best example to use?
No, but it isn't the best example. And I don't think he's right about that because of the violence that, you know, athletes have to deal with in all sports. But at least he's able to give his opinion on why he believes that. And I don't think it's right. You definitely don't think it's right. But now we're able to get his, you know, what he meant by that tweet.
Yeah, right. We're the only ones in the country. This tweet, which, by the way, I wasn't kidding. He picked up, I believe, 500,000 responses.
Mm-hmm.
Not 500. No, I'm sorry. 5,000 responses to this thing during the course of this interview.
Right.
Right now, this tweet has 5.9 thousand responses. You have 6.4 thousand likes, which is telling because he came on immediately. He said, this is one of these things. It's 50-50. Right. I'm like, 50-50? Are you kidding me? Mm-hmm. But there's a lot of people out there who agree with him. And there's 1.3 thousand retweets. So it's gaining a lot of steam. It started this conversation that we're continuing. So let's go back to the phone lines. Kevin in Connecticut. Hey, Kevin, how are you today?
Good, Kevin. Guys. How you doing?
Good.
You know, that's a tough act to follow. You put me on after talking about OJ.
Yeah, it's okay.
I mean, that's tough. That's tough. What I wanted to say is I'm 63 years old, and I was lucky enough to be on the sidelines. Well, I guess I'll call it lucky, when the Pats were playing in the 80s. I also happened to be on the sidelines in the late 2010-2011. Mm-hmm. And I'll tell you one thing. These guys today, compared to what I saw in the 80s, are so much bigger, so much faster, and the contact is deafening when you're sitting on the sidelines. So to say that these guys aren't tough, you know, I'm 63 years old. I saw tough when I was younger. These guys put it to shame. I mean, there's collisions out there like I've never seen or heard. I can remember to this day, I'm going back 10 years, of a collision on the field that were just amazing that the guys got up. So to even have that conversation is ridiculous that these millennials aren't tough. Andrew Luck has been through more than 90% of the people in this country as far as injuries at the age of 29.
That's a great point. So that is accurate, too. But thanks for the call, Kevin. I mean, that's it in a nutshell, right?
But it's true, you know, and not that the sport wasn't violent back in the 50s or the 60s or the 70s or the 80s. It's evolved, right? At that time, back in the 70s, football, people would look at that and go, man, that's a violent sport, and it was violent. And then, you know, in the 80s, the same thing. And just we're evolving into, you know, just – the game, but the violence is still the same.
But he hit the nail on the head. He said, you know, the Andrew Luck has gone through, his body has gone through more violence than, you know, forget about millennials.
Right.
Human beings, you know, 95% of the human beings.
Like, how old are you?
Wiggy, I've told you this.
How old are you?
On, what's today? I know you're getting frustrated.
It's August 25th.
September 3rd. Mm-hmm. I will have a very big birthday coming up.
And how old will you be?
I will be 50 years old.
You'll be 50?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. It's amazing. I didn't know that.
It's amazing that I can score a point off you.
Right. So think about this. I'm 6 years younger than you.
Yep.
44. Do you think physically our bodies are the same?
Is this a trick question?
No, like physically what we feel every day.
No, I think as much as I might complain about aches and pains, mm-hmm. I do not know what you're going through.
But and you're probably for a guy who's going to be 50, probably wake up every day and go, you know what?
I spring out of bed.
And go, I feel
I do
good.
A split. Right. Yeah, absolutely.
Right. So.
I mean, I hear you, Wiggy. Like, I saw, once again, I saw you walk up those steps the other day. I'm with you. And you, but you did that because you were passionate about the game that you played. You probably understood what was coming around the corner once you start playing.
Yeah, you definitely do.
Yeah, and I've heard it time and time again. Would you do it again? And everybody says, absolutely, right?
Yeah, because, you know, it's you know, but.
But if you had the option, like if you had something that you were equally as passionate about and you were set for life financially.
You might be say, you know what? Hey, I could maybe do something else. Kind of similar to what Alex Reamer did.
Well,
that's what everybody
says. I mean, who knew? This is another takeaway we found out today that Jermaine Wiggins may or may not be throwing his hat in the ring in the political world.
Political world. You know, you can only, listen, well, we had one caller and said you can only bang your head against a brick wall before you go, you know what? It's time to move on.
Who knew that your leverage would be coming from the political landscape? I don't know. Let's go back to the phone call. Scott Newberry, what's going on, Scott?
Hey.
Hey.
What up?
Hey, how you doing?
Good.
Oh, you there?
No.
We're listening. Good.
What's going on?
Yeah, go ahead.
Hey, guys. Sorry. I was working.
Sorry.
I just was reading something or heard something about Andrew Luck's ankle and his Achilles and stuff. And it made me think of my brother-in-law because he said it's calcified and stuff. So My brother-in-law has the similar situation, and he's going to have it operated on. He's been going back and forth, but it's going to be a year recovery for him just to start walking again. So I understand where Andrew Luck's coming from, and nobody can say whether he's going to come out of retirement or not, you know?
Yeah, thanks for the call, Scott. This is one thing about Gottlieb's argument. He came out of the gate, said, I haven't gone through chronic injuries, and he played at a high level, but it was basketball. Let's be honest. It was basketball.
It wasn't a long career. You know, he played like overseas, and he never played in the NBA, and he went to it's different to say, like when a guy goes, all right, I played football, and then because you see it now, right now in training camp, right? We'll see guys that have been in the league for like 4 years.
Yep.
And what I mean by in the league is they've been going from one training camp to another, and they spend the offseason here. That's not the same as saying I've played 4 years in the league where I've played in, you know, 16 games and I've played and just year in and year out.
Yes.
Versus
me playing flag football down at Memorial Park in Essex, Massachusetts, is not the same as you playing in the NFL.
But even professionally, there are guys who might have been at a team where they're all off-season in training camp and then got cut during the year. And then they're at another off-season in training camp and they're at another and might have been in the league, been out of school for 4 years. That doesn't mean...
Do you think that Doug Gottlieb has an idea of what football... Truly.
No.
That he has an idea of what football players go for? And if you listen to the interview, one of the things that Gottlieb had also said was, well, you know, we brought up Gronk. Why didn't you tweet this about Gronk? Why didn't you say this about Robert Smith? Well, not the same position. Do you think he has any idea what quarterbacks go through?
No, because how can you have an idea of what somebody goes through, especially physically, right? If you've never, you know, worked it and been in that position before. It's like the guy who called up and goes, okay, I'm a tree climber, right? So how do I know what he goes through if I've never climbed trees and worked in that field before? How can I now say, oh, why isn't he doing this or why isn't he doing that when I've never been in that position before? And so I don't think people, if you've never played sports and you've never dealt with injuries, and I think that's more important than anything, is dealing with the injuries and knowing the rehab and that part of it. How can you start to say what Andrew Luck should be or shouldn't be doing?
All right, we got to take a break. Everybody hang on, Justin, Eric, Steve, Blair, all the rest of you. We're talking about this Andrew Luck scenario, this situation, this retirement. Doug Gottlieb, is that posted yet up online? Okay.
It is.
Listen, as I say about all the podcasts, listen at your leisure, okay? Maybe pick out spots. We'll play some of it a little bit, clips here and there. But Doug Gottlieb, the guy who has really advanced the conversation about this Andrew Luck thing, lumping in Andrew Luck with the rest of the, I'm not even say the rest of the millennials, like the people, the idea of the millennials, right? Was that John Anderson? Are you a millennial?
I'm 23. Is that like technically younger?
What is that?
Let's find out, because I don't know what millennial. Let's see.
It's worth a Google.
I've heard people say that like it cuts off at a certain age, and I'm technically not. Like, I'm like the Xbox generation, I think they call us.
Okay. Oh, you are. Okay. Well, so what do we say about what if you retired? Like, well, Borland was like 24, right? When he retired from the 49ers. Was he the Xbox generation? Is this what?
Well, that was a few years ago, so he's probably like 28 or 29 now.
It's just such a bad argument. It's like was a kid who climbed the trees. Like I would want Doug Gottlieb to climb a tree with that guy.
Well, here's the definite millennials,
ooh,
also known as Generation Y or simply Gen Y. The demographic cohort following Generation X, blah, 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 blah.
Is there a year range?
Sounds like yes. Eddie Vedder.
Researchers in popular media use the early 80s as the starting birth years and the mid-90s to early 2000s as the end birth years.
Okay.
So I guess I am a millennial.
You are.
We should send Doug Gottlieb out with like Bear Grylls to Alaska.
Yes, I agree. And with Andrew Luck as well. That's the question I actually want to find out. Like, what is did anyone actually contact him? Like, did Andrew Luck's people contact him, say, what are you talking about? Next time, now that he's a friend,
so
of the show.
So it seems like 80s and 90s birth years?
Yeah. So I'm right on the edge of being a millennial. Anyway, 617-779-7937. Be back after this.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Back to Wiggy and Bradfo on Boston Sports Station, WEEI.
It's a good point you make about Gronk, but I also think that Gronk got his ass kicked for 10 years, and he was at a position where guys were just trying to take shots at him.
I mean, if
rightfully so.
You're right about that, but if you don't think that Andrew Luck didn't get his ass kicked, I just rattled off the documented injuries he did.
Ask me taking Doug Gottlieb to the woodshed, Wiggy. That's called.
Is that what that's called?
That's Cranky Bradfo.
Cranky Bradfo.
I'm Rob Bradford along with Wiggy. We're going to be taking Wiggy up to the top of the hour. Brian Barrett's going to take over from them. After him, it's going to be Red Sox baseball looking for the big sweep, Wiggy, over the Padres.
Is it going to be another 12-minute game?
Oh, you want to get into that?
No, I'm just hoping it is.
I mean, how can you... I was so disappointed in you. Right, it was such an easy
day. Here we go again.
It was a beautiful day. It was a great day. It was a day, Wiggy, where we were surprised that there was joy to be had in baseball once again. Dollar hot dogs.
Because they let all the kids
You kept saying, why didn't you play at the end of the year? Why didn't you play at the end? Well, if I was there, I could have easily told you can't play at the end of the year because you have one off day, and that's specifically for if you have to do a playoff game to get to the playoffs. That's why you can't play at the end of the year. That's why you had to play when you played. See, Wiggy, I'm trying to make you better.
You couldn't have played maybe at the end of the year. Did you? If neither team needs it, do you have to play it?
How do you know the Red Sox weren't going to need it? You can't get to the end of the year and say, oh, we're out of
off. No, but at the end of the year, if both teams are out of it, can you just be like, all right, there's no need to play. But at the end of the year, if you need to play, can't you just say, we're going to play it?
No, you can't.
Why?
Listen, we got another time. Next week, because I was thinking last night as we were sitting on that couch watching that game, I was thinking, oh man, I'm going to go after him in this. But then the Andrew Luck thing came up, and then we had Doug Gottlieb on, and we went after him. And
we went a different direction.
Yeah, here we go. There you go. What's that?
That means here we go again, because you brought up this baseball talk about the 12-minute game.
How it works. Tells John Anderson to drop something, and he drops it like 10 minutes after.
He's like, pull up this DMX drop of Here We Go Again. I'm I assume it's been used before. It's nowhere in any of our 9 archives.
No. Well, but that's for like Bradfo, because what was the other thing that you said he beat a dead horse again. What was the thing you were talking about with Brad?
Every time I played an Andrew Luck cut, he would come out and say, that's Alex Reamer earlier.
So basically, that's the drop. So anytime somebody is rehashing something
if you want to do that in a more timely manner next time, that's fine. And I also want to defend myself with the Alex Reamer comparison. I think it was apt, because with Alex Reamer... There you go. That's better. Good job. Alex Reamer. There was two big retirements this week, Wiggy.
One involved our show, and the other involved.
And we know that Alex Reamer and Andrew Luck, they sound alike every time they play that audio.
I don't know who it was. He didn't tell me. I just hear these retirement press conferences.
Right,
anyway,
get to the calls.
Yeah, okay, yes, sir. I was just going to do that. 617-779-7937. We're going to crank through these calls, and we're going to get the media stars. We promised that an hour ago, but the Doug Gottlieb interview has made us rearrange things a little bit. So first up, it's Justin in D.C. Justin, how are you today, my friend?
Gentlemen, I'm doing well.
Good.
I also think Doug Gottlieb's an idiot because I don't think he's trying to get at the point that millennials are mentally weaker than other generations. And I think that that's pretty ignorant. We aren't mentally weaker, but we just have different value systems. For example, we grew up in an information revolution with the computer, the internet, the cell phone. And that allows us to know more about the world around us, like mental health and physical health. So therefore, we value these things much more than previous generations did just because we know more about them. So when somebody like Andrew Luck goes out there, stands up for his values, and then retires when he's basically going against social norms and social pressure, I think that's an example of mental toughness, not mental weakness.
I don't disagree with that, Wiggy.
Yeah, I mean,
thanks for the call, Justin.
Well, I think that's the thing. It's, and when I said that millennials are smarter, it's I maybe smart is the wrong word, but millennials
more informed.
Yeah, they're more informed. There you go. That's it. Millennials
You're
are
welcome.
More informed, and they have they have more technology. They are at their hands when you're talking about physical and mental health and that kind of stuff. So in athletes cases. The advancements are just better for millennial athletes.
There's nothing wrong with that.
Not at all.
And it's just when you talk about this Doug Gottlieb tweet and Doug Gottlieb when he came on, it's really he's picking the wrong fight is what he's doing in a nutshell, right? All right, let's keep going the phone lines here. Steve in Fall River. Hey, Steve, how are you today?
I'm good. This last guy tells you everything about millennials because he just gave you something and then his last sentence turned everything on its head. That's mental toughness going against social norms. Why? Because he said so. That's how millennials think. It's group thinking.
Well, there is an element of mental toughness with that.
Okay. Sure, there is. But the answer to Gottlieb's question is: find me another Andrew Luck. Find me a guy who played 6 years without a history of concussions or neck injuries that just walked away. Guess what? I don't think you can. I looked up. His friends, Archie Manning and Oliver Luck, were friends. The Manning brothers, including Archie, the father, took a boatload of sacks when they went to lousy teams. I think of Drew Bledsoe, number one draft pick. Boatload of sacks, of probably as many hits. Jim Plunkett. You can't find somebody not in the millennial generation in football at any position that is leaving under the circumstances Oliver Luck's leaving at. Now, remember when he first came in, his father made some coin. This isn't a kid from the ghetto. Doesn't need the money. Grew up very wealthy, this and that. So there's a sociological impact to it. He's got more money probably than dad had, and he looks at life, and he's going to have experience, this and that. But that's his place in the world. He's not all about money. And I'm not saying somebody like Brady is or anybody that continues to play is. But there's no other way to say it. You're seeing this now because he's got a calf injury. Really? That's
oh, come
awful.
On. Oh, come on.
Yeah, but
on.
I don't know if it's
anyway,
necessary.
You could spin it.
Yeah, but
any
I don't know. I don't
want.
Know. I don't know if it's you necessarily
can have,
the
you can
calf
have
100 injury.
Millennials, come on.
Were you saying this about? Were you saying that? Well, hey, Steve. I'll ask you the same question I asked Doug Gottlieb. Were you saying this about Gronk?
No, because Gronk's had. First of all, I will say it about Gronk.
No, too late.
No, wait a minute. Find me another guy. Find me somebody else in history.
I just found
find
you another
me
guy.
Find me somebody in a previous generation that is doing what these guys doing. If they had concussions, they've got it right. They don't have concussions. But they've also, you got to realize.
He did have concussions, by the way. He did have concussions.
Who had concussions?
Andrew Luck. Yeah, he suffered a concussion.
Well, there you go.
Steve, you're easy to pick apart.
Here's the new norm. Here's the new norm.
Calvin Johnson didn't have concussions. Neither did Barry Sanders.
This is the new norm in all of life.
Jim Brown didn't have concussion issues. Robert Smith didn't have concussion issues.
How about one of your contemporaries, Jermaine?
Yep.
Bill Belichick cut him. Robert Edwards almost died on a beach.
That wasn't because of concussions. That was because of a horrific knee injury.
No, but I mean, all right, and he worked on and came back.
Yeah,
Steve, why are you offended
that a guy wants to go do something else with his life instead of continuing down the road of something that's probably going to hurt him? Ultimately.
But this is a peculiar thing, and I'm not going to discount the last caller. He has insight into it. They value the experience over what previous generations valued. Some of the millennials, as you've heard, don't care about a house, don't care about saving money. They just want to live for the experience. Well, guess what? He's got $100 million or $200 million. Gronk's got $1 million, $100 million. Let them go experience what they want to experience.
All right, thanks, Steve.
See, I think the bigger thing is not about the way they look at it, millennials, but I think it's more about the passion and the love, right? If maybe that passion and love is not there for Andrew Luck no more, and part of the reasoning why it's not there is because of the stuff that he has to deal with because of his injuries, you know, that plays a lot into it.
I think there's a lot that plays into it. And you're right, Wiggy. You have is there opportunity to do something else? Is there the education that if I can continue to doing this thing when I could be doing that thing, what's going to happen to me? This is all factored in, which it wasn't factored in before. Let's go to another call before the break. Eric, what's going on?
Going Bradford and Wiggy. I just had a couple questions. First of all, I was wondering, do you guys think Tom Brady would still make the Hall of Fame if he like went out and did what Aaron Hernandez did and like killed people?
No. See, John just wanted him to go on and ask that question. Eric, call back another time. Okay, we need a better introduction to that. We need to segue into your conversation, your phone call a little bit better than that. Because you know why, Wiggy? We got media stars coming up. Are you there? Are you still Googling things?
No, I'm just Wikipedia? I'm looking at like all of the people that were drafted in 2012 alongside Andrew Luck.
Yeah, you see the top eight? Are you looking at that tweet?
No, the top eight from 2012.
Oh, yeah. It's like a graveyard.
Is it really?
It's number two is Robert Griffin. Number three is Trent Richardson. Number four is Matt Khalil. Number five is Justin Blackmon. Number six is Morris Claiborne. Number seven is Mark Barron, and number eight is Ryan Tannehill.
Not good.
And number nine is Luke Kuechly, a guy that we know has been dealing with concussions, and, you know, for him.
If Luke Kuechly decided today that he didn't want to play anymore.
It's fine because it's concussions.
Exactly. It's like, okay, Luck has had a concussion. He's had all these other things.
But we don't see, the problem is we don't know exactly what it is with Andrew Luck that mentally he's dealing with because of the injuries, right? We don't know maybe it's a shoulder injury. And you know, what was the thing that hurt Joe Montana? He couldn't squeeze the ball no more. The same thing with the nerve injury. Maybe it's just with his shoulder injury, Luck can't really squeeze and throw the ball like he wants to.
All right, we got one more segment coming up. That segment, of course, is going to be devoted to media stars. There's going to be, spoiler alert, there's going to be one media star because it's that type of week. One media star. We had one. We gave all three of them last week to Alex Reamer. There's going to be one, just one singular media star because it's that important. It's evident that this should be the media star off of what happened this week. We'll hear about it coming up next.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Back of Wiggy and Bradfo on Boston Sports Station, WEEI.
Da, da, da. Who's this?
Muse.
No, it isn't.
Yes, it is.
Okay, easy there, killer.
Cranky. I was up watching Red Sox West Coast.
And John Anderson was like adamant he knew exactly who this was.
I know he is. It's very feisty.
I use this song every time we do Media Stars because it's called Starlight.
Oh, who didn't know that?
You?
Yes, that would be accurate. That's John Anderson behind the glass. Thank you for all your hard work, John. Wiggy, Bradfoe, last segment leading into Brian Barrett. What is this?
Here we go again.
Okay. How's that fit?
Because we got Media Stars.
All right. Anyway, if you want to listen to the red hot Doug Gottlieb interview. Which,
yeah, it was. Well, that's where
how would let's grade each other, okay? You
I
grade
you
me
did good. I would grade you. I would say you're a solid. What do they like to do? How are we doing it? And like the standard A, B, and C?
Yes.
Okay. I would say you were a solid A.
Okay. I would give you an A plus. John Anderson, how would you grade us?
Let's see. Rob probably gets an A. Wiggy, I'm going to give like a C plus-ish.
I disagree. Wiggy did an excellent job. By the way,
you get an A.
I try to kind of, you and him are going at each other. So, you were more so going at him, and you, like you said, you took him,
as a millennial.
What do you call it, behind the woodshed?
Yes, I took him to the woodshed.
Oh, to the woodshed.
Not behind the woodshed.
You don't take them behind?
I just take him to the woodshed.
Okay, and then you go in the woodshed.
And then I kick the crap out of him, yes. But I don't even know how to segue to this. Media Stars, okay? Here we go. Horns.
Doug Gottlieb should get one.
Do we want to define our bet? We'll define it after Media Stars. Last thing we do to the show. So Media Stars, like I said, there's only going to be one Media Star. And we did Alex Reamer last week, mm-hmm. all three of them. We talked to Alex earlier. Alex is off to bigger and better things.
He's already in the political mindset.
Political world, out of our world. We are off to great things. I don't know what they are, Wiggy. Who knows?
Yeah, we don't.
Who knows how many shows we have left?
It's fluid.
Who knows? But I don't know. All I know is that it was very easy to pick one and one only media star this week. And that media star is or are all the kids who chimed in at the Jimmy Fun event. First of all, great job by the station to put this on once again. Raised a crap load of money. Did an awesome job. The stories were incredible. The guests were incredible. The interviews were incredible. But one of my biggest takeaway, if not the takeaway, was the kids. It just amazes me, these kids, their attitudes that they have. So I want to give a big sweeping media star to all the kids who came on the radio station for us to tell their stories because they were incredible. Here's a little sample of one of them.
Unbelievable. So you have treatment now until December, is that true?
I do. And to be honest, it's flying by so much because, you know, there are so many amazing people at the Jimmy Fund and Dana-Farber. They all make it fun having cancer. Like, no one wants to have cancer, but they make it so much fun and they make so many amazing things happen when a challenge in your life is happening, and it's just amazing and wonderful to have the experience, and I'm going to beat cancer's butt.
That was Carly Tobin, just one example of so many of these kids who, they're amazing. Honestly, I'm not just using the word amazing. They are amazing how they get in front of these microphones, and we're sitting here for 4 hours, and we're stumbling over stuff and doing a terrible job, and I'm like, put these kids on. They're much more entertaining than I am.
Yeah, well, you know, the biggest thing that it allows you to reflect on your life and look and go, you know what? I need to stop bitching about this, that, and the other, because you see these kids dealing with stuff, and they have a smile on their face. You know,
is that why you've had a smile on your face every single break?
I always have a smile on my face.
He was like, I just love being here.
Well, because, you know, and I know people say it jokingly, but when you are around kids like that for the Jimmy Fund, and I always say this, it's always like, you know, I woke up on the right side of the dirt, right? And that's the way you have to kind of like – you live your life. You're here, and I know they're going through a lot of stuff, and they probably try to take the positive out of what they're having to deal with every day.
I would encourage everyone to go back and listen to those interviews. Go to YouTube to watch some of these kids. Mm-hmm. It really is. I did it the other night with my wife, and it offers you the exact perspective that you're talking about. So before we go, John Anderson said that the Colts were going to make the playoffs with Jacoby Brissett. I think you and I will team up in betting him. What was the bet? You wanted us to pay off your car payments?
Well, you two had agreed earlier in the show that you would absorb my car payments if the Colts make the playoffs.
Oh, we did?
Yeah. I'll play the audio back. I don't know. And the other side of it, I came up with this. Took me a few hours. I
that
labored.
We would you would babysit for.
Well, yeah. You guys said you didn't want that. So the other side of this is that I will drink hot dog water.
I don't care about that.
Who cares?
You're such a millennial. What's wrong with you? Drinking hot dog water. I think that's a thing.
Yeah, what's your car payment anyways?
What is your car payment?
It's actually due today. So
what's left?
There's a couple of years left on it.
It's not a secret.
No, monthly. Monthly.
$150?
Oh.
You guys can swing that.
I don't think that's proportioned to hot dog water drinking.
Have you ever seen someone drink hot dog water before?
I have.
Obviously.
Who hasn't? Anyway, John Anderson, great job. Jermaine Wiggins, Wiggy. I mean.
It's always a pleasure, Brad.
It really is always a pleasure. I'm just not saying that. It is truly always a pleasure. And I will walk out of this room like I walked in as your biggest proponent at this radio station.
Well, I appreciate that.
There you go. Next week, we'll be back. Maybe with someone else. I don't know. Who knows?
Who knows what's going to happen?
Who knows? That's great. But we had a great show today. Thanks to Doug Gottlieb for calling on in. You can hear that interview online, WEI.com. Brian Barrett coming at you next.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.